Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, you're invited to be a part of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association's 69th Annual Convention and Trade Show happening the 23rd and 24th of July in Norman, Oklahoma. Great speakers and educational sessions, an outstanding trade show, and a great opportunity to network and catch up with fellow cattle producers. Find out more by going to okcattlemen.org. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 23rd and 24th in Norman. You don't want to miss it.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services. Well, it was certainly a victory for live cattle futures to close positive, even though grain futures were higher, and choice cuts of beef plummeted $3.59. The fall of box beef prices seemed to be relentless. Select cuts were able to post a gain of $1.36, offsetting some of the bearishness of the market. The cash market was not tested yesterday, as is usual for a Monday. It's not likely we'll see anything yesterday, as show lists are being looked over, and both packers and feedlots may play the waiting game to see who needs to be more aggressive. Hog futures did put in a very good day yesterday, but it seemed more technically driven rather than fundamentally. Cash on the National Direct Afternoon Report fell $4.12, which resulted in a premium of July futures to cash. July will go off the board on Thursday rather than the usual 14th of the month due to the holiday last week. It will be interesting to see what will take place over the next several days. Pork cutouts increased $1.29, offsetting some of the cash weakness. Well, weaker trade across the three wheat exchanges, with Kansas City wheat leading losses, while Chicago follows suit and Minneapolis hangs just below unchanged. Small grains in the Northern Plains stole the show in the July WASDE, with everything from spring wheat to oats to barley to canola getting production estimates cut significantly from average trade estimates. It's still unclear to us why the trade was expecting as large of a spring wheat crop as it was, which helped justify the bullish response from futures. Corn futures lower overnight, setting back slightly from the solid gains posted yesterday following the WASDE. Overall, corn futures are still in a downtrend from the early May highs, with a series of lower highs in early June and early July, accompanied by lower lows in late May and last week. And mixed trade overnight in the soy complex, with soybeans near unchanged, soybean oil posting big gains, while soybean meal sees solid losses. We're going to check those futures when we come back in just a moment.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
August live cattle up 60 cents, 119.82. October up 22 yesterday, 125.80. August feeder cattle down 102, 158.15. September down 82 cents, 161. August hogs up 250, 104.07. October's up 190, 87.32. Kansas City wheat, September up 22 and a quarter, 615 and a quarter. December up 20 and three quarters at 625 and three quarters. Chicago wheat, September up 25 and three quarters, 640 and three quarters. December up 23 and a half, 647 and a quarter. September corn up 15 and three quarters at 545 and a quarter. December is up 16 cents at 533. August soybeans up 25 cents, 1404 and a quarter penny. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.